Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today, from the United States, we have Father Jerry Stuckey. Father Jerry lives in St. Louis and is director of the St. Dominic Mission Society. His preaching today is entitled, Hard of Hearing.
A reading from the Gospel of Mark. Jesus left the district of Tyre and went by way of Sidon to the Sea of Galilee into the district of Decapolis. And people brought to him a deaf man who had a speech impediment and begged him to lay his hand on him. He took him off by himself away from the crowd. He put his finger into the man's ears, and spitting, touched his tongue. Then he looked up to heaven and groaned and said to him, Ephphatha, that is, be opened. And immediately the man's ears were opened, his speech impediment was removed, and he spoke plainly. He ordered them not to tell anyone, but the more he ordered them not to, the more they proclaimed it. They were exceedingly astonished, and they said, He has done all things well. He makes the deaf hear and the mute speak. The Gospel of the Lord. Well, we have some hearing loss in my family. My father, as he got older, continued to have more and more hearing loss to the point where he had hearing aids. I have a younger sister who, during a very serious flu, she wound up deaf in one of her ears. And so there is some hearing disability in my family. And on the other hand, many of us, the others, seem to be able to hear a pin drop. With loss of eyesight, we are all learning that many of us experience loss of hearing as well as we get older. And just as it's a wonderful thing to have glasses when you start to lose your eyesight, it's important that there's no shame in getting hearing aid to hear better either, despite what a lot of popular biases seem to indicate. We shouldn't get hearing aids. It's not true. How is your hearing? Well, in today's Gospel of Mark, Jesus cures this man who is hard of hearing and has a speech impediment. Actually, those two go together, as we heard from the National Association for the Deaf. They say that a deaf person being unable to hear one's own vocal sounds, voice, it also turns out that the hearing community finds his speech doesn't always sound right. So this kind of being hard of hearing and having a speech impediment might be common together. At any rate, Jesus, the healer, the great miracle worker, he heals this man, saying in Aramaic, Ephphatha, be opened. And the man's ears were opened, and then he spoke plainly. Well, thank God for our hearing, whatever stage it might be in. Take good care of your ears. You know, don't damage them, as some people seem to put too loud music on their earphones and listen to, you know, very loud sounds that it can be damaging. Be careful going to the concerts. However, Jesus' miracles are always moments to teach us more than just another unexplained cure, another miracle, you might say, that they're so common for Jesus. His miracles, however, are signs of God at work, especially through Jesus. So there's more than just healing the man's hearing loss. There's a sign here. What might be this miracle? What would it mean for us? I would like to question things such as, are we open to God? Ephphatha, open to God in our lives. Do we hear God? That is, really listen to God who guides our every day? Do we include others who are not like us? Because Jesus actually heals this man who is a non-Jew. Jesus is in pagan territory, Decapolis. And obviously the deaf man would more than likely be a non-Jew. But he's open to healing all. Are we? How open are we to others who cry out for help? And even especially today, we all know it's been a terrible season for so many of us. So much around the world happening. Droughts, fires, earthquakes, hurricanes, wars, with the refugees returning from Afghanistan. Thousands and thousands cry out. But does the world hear them? How good at listening are we? If it's hard to listen to God in our lives, which it is, by the way, it may well be, and I think also very hard for us to listen and hear others who need a big ear. Who doesn't? Someone to truly listen to us and to or to them. There's nothing more than just listening. No judging, no solving the problem. Why don't we all just learn to listen? This is my own challenge, to be compassionate hearer. And do we do so humbly, with respect for the other, whose point of view I may not agree? And that is also very common today, as we find ourselves so divided on so many issues. Do we patiently listen to others with whom we disagree, letting them know respectfully that we indeed did hear them? So, while our sense of hearing is a beautiful physical sense, we certainly want to take good care of your hearing, lest we go deaf from abuse. Likewise, religious hearing, not just hearing, but truly listening, being open to God, being open to others, especially those in need and with whom we disagree. Those require careful practice and protection, just as physical hearing, lest we all go spiritually deaf. In conclusion, I'm thinking of the baptismal rite. You know, at our baptism, there's a closing prayer referring to this very gospel passage called the Ephphata prayer. The celebrant touches the ears and mouth of the one being baptized, saying, "May the Lord soon touch your ears to receive his word and your mouth to proclaim his faith, to the praise and glory of God the Father. Amen."